President Bush today told Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to make sure that appropriate action is taken against any U.S. soldier involved in abusing Iraqi prisoners. Several investigations are underway to determine the extent of abuse. An internal army report has found that some of the problems stemmed from the command structure at Abu Ghraib prison. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Abu Ghraib prison is a sprawling complex located about 20 miles west of Baghdad. Shortly after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, the U.S. military took over Abu Ghraib, cleaned it up, and made it a military prison. It is now split into four sections. Common criminals live in tents outside the prison's large gray walls. Inside, there are what is termed security detainees, low-level and so-called high-value prisoners, usually anti-American insurgents. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, an Army Reserve commander who oversaw the prison, says interrogations were carried out in specific areas.
Actually, by design, the MI people had two facilities of six separate booths each in each facility constructed to do interrogations.
The interrogations are carried out by intelligence officials from the U.S. military and various agencies such as the FBI and the CIA. But there were also private contractors involved from companies such as CACI and Titan. Karpinski says all interrogators had regular and unrestricted access to the prisoners.
It was a routine for them. That was their mission out there at Abu Ghraib. They did 30 interrogations a day, perhaps more than that, maybe 60. But they didn't have to run that schedule past me.
Some military police working at the prison say there was little control over the interrogators. Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick is one of six soldiers facing courts-martial for taking part in a series of photographs that show nude Iraqi prisoners, some of them in sexually explicit positions. Frederick's uncle, William Lawson, provided NPR with a copy of his nephew's handwritten account of prison life in Abu Ghraib. Lawson recounts what his nephew told him about how the prison was run.
What he did was he did initiate a sign-in log where he could figure out who was in the prison, because there were so many of these civilian contractors coming in and interrogating prisoners behind his back.
General Karpinski disagrees with that characterization of how the prison was run, but she says there were two chains of command within the complex, hers, which oversaw the detention of the prisoners, and the other is military intelligence, which includes interrogations. An internal army report cited in the New Yorker magazine sharply criticizes the relationship between the two entities. And yet Karpinski says she's getting all the blame. She was recently reassigned.
If they, as these reports widely reported, have said that I should have been, and I'm being held responsible for the operations in those cells, then the chain of command that supervised the MI brigade commander needs to be held accountable as well. And none of those names have been mentioned anywhere in this process. Now, if there were other government agencies involved, then their chain of command needs to be responsible.
The Army report, which was completed in February, concluded that some military intelligence officials and civilian contractors be relieved of duty. In his 10-page handwritten account, Sergeant Frederick suggests that the abuse went further than beatings and intimidation. Frederick's uncle, Lawson, reads an excerpt from his nephew's journal.
Back around November, an OGA prisoner was brought to IA. They stressed him out so bad that the man passed away. They put his body in a bag and packed him in ice for approximately 24 hours in the shower in IB. The next day, the medics came in and put his body on a stretcher, placed a fake IV in his arm, and took him away. This OGA was never processed and therefore never had a number.
To date, there has been little word from U.S. military officials about the situation. The Pentagon canceled its daily briefings. The Coalition Provisional Authority didn't issue any news releases. One former military official suggested that everyone could be trying to determine the facts, such as just how far up the chain of command the responsibilities lie. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.